I played this in our interview, but I wanted to play it again because we didn't really get to it. Here's what the Colonel McGregor says about how it's going for the United States.
China and Russia are sitting on the sidelines monitoring everything. They're in close touch with the government. They're providing satellite intelligence, which accounts for some of the tremendous successes, particularly in Israel and on U.S. bases. All of our bases have been destroyed. Our harbor installations are destroyed. We're actually having to fall back on India and Indian ports, which are less than ideal. That's what the Navy says. And I think Iran, much to our disappointment, is faring very, very well.
So they're wiping out our military installments in the Gulf, right? Which I'm actually happy about because I want to get those military installments. I don't want anybody to die, certainly not any American soldiers. But I certainly eschew or have great disdain for the idea that we are a military empire and that those military bases are only there to protect Israel in the first place. They're certainly not protecting the Gulf states. Because Israel is now bombing the Gulf states. They bombed Saudi Arabia. They were planting bombs inside Qatar. And those are two allies of the United States. We have our biggest military base in the Middle East in Qatar. So, well, here, I like this. Ann Vandersteel says, this can only lead to escalation or Trump calling Putin quietly to discuss how Putin will supply gas and oil to Europe. China can take the Middle East and Africa while the U.S. gets the Western Hemisphere. The protracted war in Ukraine has exhausted our missile supply. We are left with about 4,000 missiles, according to Douglas McGregor, and Iran's stockpile is 450,000. Not good odds. Worst case scenario would be Israel realizing they are not going to be the dominant hegemonic power in the Middle East and launching tactical nukes against Iran because they have what they call the Samson. It's not the Samson doctrine. It's the Samson something. And that means if it looks like Israel's going to lose a war, they'll take the rest of the world down with them and start launching nukes. It's the Samson option, and they'll start launching nukes. We know this is a real thing. They have this thing, just like they have the Hannibal Directive where they kill their own people. And rather than let them be taken hostage, they have this thing called the Samson option, and that's what they're talking about there. And so this is, it's only going to get worse. So here's another guy I follow. He has a different opinion. Let's listen to it.
Our bases shot at? Yes. Knocked out? No. Every base is operational still. Non-essential personnel are moved to the rear. That's standard force protection. Tragically, 6 Americans were killed, 18 wounded, and every loss is a tragedy. But our forward posture is intact. Are Russia and China helping Iran like it's being said? Well, they can say tough words on TV, but the airspace is closed, the land bridges are cut, the ports are inaccessible, and there is no logistical avenue for any support at all. None. It's not about willingness, it's physics and geography. The carrier groups will need resupply in about 2 weeks. That resupply is already moving. Plan for 90 days of sustained operations. Are certain air defense stocks a concern? Yes, but we're destroying the threats that require those defenses. Best defense is a good offense, and right now, offense is all that we're playing. So here's why McGregor gets it wrong. McGregor spent his career fighting under weak leadership with one hand tied behind his back. He beat back the monsters, but he never...
You know, the weak leadership that invaded Iraq twice, turned it and killed 1 million people. The weak leadership that destroyed Libya, turned it from the most successful country in Africa to another failed state with open slave markets. You know, like Obama did to Syria when we completely destroyed that country, split it up. Now it's being run by Al-Qaeda. You mean that kind of weak leadership? You mean the kind of weak leadership that poured hundreds of billions of dollars into a proxy war with Russia, a nuclear power? You mean that kind of weak leadership? How about the weak leadership that fully funded a complete genocide right in front of our face? You mean that kind of weak leadership? So you can tell I have a quibble with that part piece of his analysis there. That seems like complete garbage. But here we go.
Attack the nest. He's never seen what happens when the dog is off the leash. Every assessment he makes is filtered through restraint and resource constraints because that's all he's ever known. He's not dishonest. He's just limited by his experience. And under the current leadership, we're not managing the conflict. We're actually going to the source of it. His framework.
The source of the conflict is in Israel. It's in Tel Aviv. That's the source of the conflict. The source of the conflict is not in Iran. Okay, Iran didn't strike us. Iran didn't attack Israel. Iran's never attacked us. This is ridiculous. But anyway, here we go.
Doesn't account for that, according to my intel. This is where I stand. I support the Iranian people.
And by that, I mean, you know, just dropping bombs all over the place and slaughtering them, bombing schools, killing 180 schoolgirls between 7 and 12 years old, bombing their police stations, bombing their hospitals. I mean, like that kind of support for the Iranian people. So this is the kind of mentality I just don't understand. I don't understand. Like, this guy usually has good analysis, but obviously he's a neocon war hawk and he wants to go destroy another country. Iraq wasn't enough. Libya wasn't enough. Yemen wasn't enough. Syria wasn't enough. Lebanon wasn't enough. Gaza wasn't enough. Now Iran. Now we need to do Iran. So I'm going to see. So I just wanted to show you that. So that's the other side of the coin. We'll be right back with more of this story after a brief message from our sponsor. Hey, what's the one thing you've noticed about your body changing as you've gotten older? How has that affected your approach to health or recovery? Turns out the secret to healing, recovery, and resilience isn't just luck, it's stem cells. These are your body's built-in repair crew. But as we age, the system slows down, fewer cells, weaker signals, slower recovery. This is exactly what Qualia Stem Cell was created. Qualia Stem Cell is crafted with nature's most powerful healers, like sea buckthorn and royal jelly, so you're ready to take on what's next. And you only need to take it 4 days a month, preserving your body's regenerative capacity over time. So if you've ever felt like your body just doesn't bounce back like it used to, whether it's after a tough workout, getting sick, or just the wear and tear of life, this is for you. Qualia Stem Cell was designed to support your body's natural repair system, helping you heal, recover, and keep going strong. And right now, you can try it for up to 50% off at qualialife.com/door. And here's a bonus. Use the code DOOR for an additional 15% off your order. That's QUALIALIFE.com/door. Your body's built to repair itself. Qualia just helps it do that better. And a big thanks to Qualia for sponsoring this episode. I tend to go with General McGregor, or Colonel McGregor. And let's just hear what he said one more time.
China and Russia are sitting on the sidelines monitoring everything. They're in close touch with the government. They're providing satellite intelligence, which accounts for some of the tremendous successes, particularly in Israel and on U.S. bases. All of our bases have been destroyed. Our harbor installations are destroyed. We're actually having to fall back on India and Indian ports, which are less than ideal. That's what the Navy says. And I think Iran, much to our disappointment, is faring very, very well.
So this is just going to get ugly. This whole idea that if we just get more militant and we get more aggressive and more bloodthirsty and more murderous and we slaughter more Iranians, that somehow that's going to lead to us liberating the Iranian people. The Iranian people don't want this. They're in the streets right now by the millions. While we bomb them, they still go out into the streets. They're still in the streets supporting their government and united and coalescing against the United States. This is going to be worse than Iraq. This is affecting the whole world. This is way worse. Gas prices are skyrocketing. Energy prices are skyrocketing. Israel's talking about striking Turkey. They're already doing false flag attacks on Saudi Arabia. They're already attacking Qatar. This is what's happening. So this is a way, way worse than Iraq. Way worse than Libya. Way worse than Syria. This is it. This is the possible start of World War III. because there's no way we're going to win this. And it's going to be horrible and bloody. And wait till Trump puts troops on the ground in Iran, because there's no way to do anything like we did in Iraq without putting soldiers on the ground there. So and we're already losing. We already don't have a port for our ships to go to. They got to go to India. That's according to the Navy. That's not according to him. That's according to the Navy. He's repeating what the Navy said. So, yeah, already bad, not good. Wow. So if you'd like to hear my jokes about this, I got them. Come see me in San Antonio, Albuquerque, Houston, Dallas, Salt Lake City. I'll be at the Comedy Store April 17th in Los Angeles, and then Las Vegas, Tulsa, Oklahoma City. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets. If you'd like to hear my jokes about this, come see me in San Antonio, Albuquerque, Houston, Dallas, Salt Lake City. We'll be at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles in April, and then Las Vegas, and then Tulsa, and then Oklahoma City. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets, because that's where you're going to find the most affordable tickets. Anywhere else charges more.